A2YK, go ahead.
I didn't know you were around. I was just trying to call him. I've got a couple early ones there. What's your status? You're going to be just standby. This is not in our area, really.
The last place that I heard it referred to was Whitmore Lake. However, the severe thunderstorm warning, the second one, was issued for northern Wayne and southern Oakland until 2 p.m. The storm's supposed to be moving at 40 miles an hour, so it could well be in our county at this point in time or close to it.
That's a roger. Okay. Sure, baby.
I'm scrambling around for my preamble, and as soon as I find it, I'm going to put a net up and probably pre-net at this point, and then go green once it gets here.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at some level 3 clouds there. Building. All right. Well, after 2:30, I'll be at the airport, so maybe I'll check in from out there or whatever right now. I'm in town, but I'll be leaving. So I have a good vantage point from out there.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your help.
Yeah, can we go to another repeater and free this one up?
What do you want? 440? Can you get into the 10?
Yeah, sure. No problem. NEWZT clear.
Warn net off to a faster start when it is activated. I'll now stand by for check-ins for the upcoming Skywarn net. Stations for the pre-net standby, please call now.
This is November 8, November Alpha Victor 17 Lima.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Hotel Romeo, Tim, and Victor, location 15 Mike.
Net Control recognizes N8NAV and KC8HR. Again, this is a pre-net. When the net does go up, it'll go up in condition green when the weather gets to our location. Last reported in Whitmore Lake.
Skywarn, condition green.
Hey,
WB8CIY, go ahead.
Yeah, 119. Gustman arrival, about 35-40 mile an hour winds at 13 kilo, city of Plymouth.
WB8CIY, copy, thank you. WB8ZIY, go ahead.
Yeah, 142. Got a transfer down for it here. 13 kilo in the city of Plymouth. So I got some of the wind, but about like 4 miles of visibility. No hails yet.
Okay, copy. Thank you, Dick.
NASB, NASB.
NASB, go ahead.
Yes, sir, we're ready to take over.
Okay. Quick rundown. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Livingston and northern Washtenaw until 1:30, and for northern Wayne and southern Oakland until 2 p.m.
Okay, yeah, I finally threw my niece out of my roof, who was playing the video game after she took over from me. All right, is there any other watches or warnings up?
Into NWS White Lake, Mycon is not yet up.
Okay, is there any other, there's no other warnings or watches up?
Negative, just the two severe thunderstorm warnings.
All right, who will be key station?
I'll be key for now.
Okay, this is an 88 AV for Wayne County Skywalk. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wayne County and Macomb. Is it Oakland County? Is that correct?
From southern Livingston and northern Washtenaw for the 1 until 1:30, and northern Wayne and southern Oakland for the 1 until 2.
Okay, and that is in condition green at this time. That is in condition green. We're taking any check-ins and weather reports at this time.
November 2, Yankee Echo Hotel.
The Yankee question mark, Yankee Echo Station, come again.
This is November 2, Yankee Echo Hotel, northbound 275. I'm in the middle of a tremendous storm, high winds, torrential downpours, can't see a thing in front of you. This storm is heading southeast.
Okay, November 2, Yankee Echo Hotel, and you're 275, you say?
Affirmative, 275 north.
Okay, 275 north, at what exit or what main crossroad?
Coming up on exit 170.
Mel, did you copy 275 north at 120, torrential rains and zero visibility on 275?
Copy, thank you. NASFB.
Check in.
Go ahead.
This is KC8BXD. Name here is Henry. Kilo, 15 kilo. Dark clouds, no rain yet.
You're at 13 kilo?
Negative, 15, 1-5.
Okay, and 8NAV for Wayne County Skyward.
Kilowatts.
Go ahead, Bill.
Check in tomorrow, 16 November, November 8th, RLP 80 Kilo. Target reported.
You're not gonna be able to report in, is that correct, Bill?
You said I won't report that I have clouds. yeah, I'll be here and then I'll let you know when I'm at the airport.
Okay,
Okay, if you let me know you have clouds right now, I hope next time I see you, I'll park my chair on your toes.
Okay. Make sure you back into me, over me, two or three times, will you? Bring over Miss Daisy.
Run it over Mr. Bill.
You got it. Okay, buddy. Continue on. You're doing a good job. Finish your work.
Severe weather heading into northwest Wayne County. They've had had some 55 mile an hour winds over Pinckney and 45 mile an hour winds in Dexter, and trees down, the power lines down, and it may be headed your way. I'll bring you up to date as soon as I can. N8MFY.
Okay, we've already had reports of torrential rains at 15 kilo. Visibility quarter of a mile or less, and winds of excess of 40 miles an hour at 15 kilo.
Line of storms ready to quit just north of Detroit. The storm is still off
in
the south.
Winds in excess of 40 miles an hour, torrential rain. Will you give me a location there, please?
KCBXD.
Hello?
Yeah, what is your main cross tree to your house?
Middle Belt 7 Mile.
Middle Belt 7 Mile.
Thank you, N8MFY.
Yeah, WBAZLY, go ahead.
Yeah, 122, we had the same thing go through the city of Plymouth, 13 kilo right in the city of Plymouth. Torrential rain, quarter mile, I reported that to Bill. And very high winds, WBZY. That happened at 122.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Jack.
Net status, please, NIWS.
The net is in condition green at this time. We're taking check-ins and weather reports. This is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
All right, log in November 8th. India Whiskey Sierra, 15 Mike.
That's N8IWS.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, your grid square coordinates, please.
15 Mike.
Here we have you, N8 for Wayne County Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Oakland County and northwestern Wayne County until 2 p.m. this date. This is N8 for Wayne County Skywarn.
SFE.
Go ahead.
Permission to go direct with N8MFY. We're having a communications failure on 440.
Permission granted.
N8MFY White Lake from N8SFE Wayne County.
N8SMG, this is N8MFY, go.
Yeah, I can't raise you on the 440 side. Wonder if you give a try on that side.
Okay, I was on 2 meters. Let's go back to 440. N8MFY.
Very good. Thank you, Net Control. N8SFE.
Okay, N8. Station calling. Station calling, you're not holding the system. This is N8AV for Wayne County Skywarn. Try bumping your power up a little bit.
WBZY.
WBZY, go ahead.
Yeah, we're getting quite a bit of skip coming in lately on the rock. That might be what it is. Just thought I'd let you know. That would be the one.
Yes, I noticed that the band was quite open last night. It's probably due to the weather, the thunderstorms coming through.
Yep. Okay, so I'll let you know. That would be the one.
Okay, and it is 80. N8IWS. N8IWS. please try one more time?
John, 15 Mike.
Okay, cause front arrival at 15 Mike. Did you copy that, Bill?
Victor Lima Delta, 16 Lima 5.
should have checked in before KBA-UKO. Can you give me your call again and your Skyward coordinates?
This is Whiskey 8, Victor Lima Delta. Whiskey 8, Victor Lima Delta, 16 Lima, and Andlin Bob.
Okay, Bob, we got you. Whiskey 8, Victor Lima Delta. All right, we got you, and we got KBA-UKO. Thank you, this is at 888 April Wake County Skyward.
N8RHD, name's Dave, 13 Kilo.
N8RHD, give me your coordinates again.
13 Kilo, downtown Plymouth.
Okay, we got you. Anyone else?
Nighttime where I'm at 16 November.
Failure to look at
GYK, don't forget your blanket and your pillow.
Dude, it's a thunderstorm warning for southern Oakland County and northern Wake County at this time. They're expecting the severe thunderstorm warning to expire in about 10 minutes, but they're going to be putting up some watches for Macomb and Oakland counties. The thunderstorm squads in Wake County at this time seems to be dissipating, so we will be in condition green until we are notified by White Lake. This is NNAV for Wake County Skyward. Go ahead.
Okay, we're in the middle of my Dolphin and Wake County border itself. Just want me to stick around and just go to a spot here and stick here and observe.
You can stick over here if you're in Wake County. They're expecting the severe thunderstorm watch warning to be expired in a few minutes, but they're establishing watches for parts of Macomb and Oakland County until 9 o'clock. I'm still waiting to hear from White Lake if there's any other possible watches. The net is going to stay up until we are notified from White Lake.
Okay, real good then, and get you a big service.
Okay, NNAV for Wake County Skyward.
KB8UKO at 16 Lima.
Go ahead.
Time 57. We have moderate to heavy rain.
157, moderate to heavy rains at 16 Lima. Joe, oh, did you copy that?
Affirm, thanks.
White Lake advises we should be getting about another 15 minutes of thunderstorm activity moving through the county, after which they expect no further activity. I'll keep you advised.
Okay, it's looking really darker here at 17 Lima, NAV for Wake County Skyward.
NAV, NASFB.
Yes, sir. Bill, NHEYK is on 280. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Two recommendations for you. If you'd like, you're authorized to accept check-ins from stations only in Wayne County and only who are trained Skywarn spotters, okay?
Okay, Ben 8 and 80 for Wayne County Skywarn.
NHEYK.
NHEYK, go ahead.
Bill was looking for me.
Yes, he was. NASFB, you wanted to talk to GYK?
Hey, GYK, NASFB, could you go to 716, please?
Affirmative.
Thank you, NASFB.
GYK. NHDJP, repeater.
716.
YK.
Yeah, Bill, while I had you out here and had a chance to talk to you, I wondered if I could get some feedback on a couple of procedures I want to institute for all Skywarn nets. One being that reports be accepted only from within Wayne County, and another that reports be accepted only from trained spotters. What would be your feeling on that?
The first one is wonderful, because that's all we're interested in, isn't Wayne. The second one can be iffy, but I would prefer it, but maybe iffy from the standpoint of supposing this person isn't checked out, but he's reporting a tornado. You know what I'm saying? That can be iffy, but
EMS and condition red status reports only from trained spotters. My concern is that we're taking reports from untrained individuals and passing them directly along the White Lake with no validity.
Affirmative, and there'll be some dorks out there that'll do that just
I approached Jerry earlier in the season about possibly using spotter-trained numbers, but he indicated there was a problem with that. But I would like to tighten it up somewhat. I think that we need a little bit more net discipline than we can do with our current procedures.
But, you know, we know that it's not reporting something that's severe, and we'll just say, do you have a Wayne County, you know, were you trained in Wayne County? Are you a spotter? And if he says, what's that? We'll say, thank you very much, sir. Please stand by on the frequency. If we need you, we'll call you.
Well, we usually get validation on significant reports anyway. You know, if somebody reports a funnel cloud, I'd like two or three people to confirm that. But on a routine basis, you know, I think a lot of times we take 40 check-ins from 35 people that don't know what they're looking at. So what's the use in that, really? It just ties up airtime.
Well, it's always been a problem. The deal is, you know, you got to know the calls and who's gone where. I think maybe what we ought to do is send out to all the net control people a list of the Wayne County Skywarn trained people. That have been trained. I know it's a bummer, but at least real quickly they could scan through the list, you know. And that way they have a little bit of control on it, and they can just tell that person to stand by, and they'll take their report as needed.
I think that's a terrific idea. Do we have such a list available?
They should have a record of, I've talked to Johnny Buck, should have a record of every person who's, passed a Skywarn class for Wayne County training.
Sounds good. Well, I've already got some messages into him. I'm not sure whether he's off at school or what the deal is, but he's kind of hard to get hold of these days.
Yeah, I think he was going away to some police training camp. Now I'm sorry to get the thunder dunders here. The wind has changed direction. It's coming out of the north now. It really cooled off. So part of that storm is heading southeasterly. Anyway, yeah, that's probably where he's at this time. He should be home pretty soon, though. You could leave it on his BBS or leave a message there, too. Is that what?
I just wondered, do you have the list of the people from over here that were trained by the Weather Bureau?
I couldn't answer that one at all.
Hey, Bill, you know, that's an idea. Where do the numbers come from in the first place? Are they issued by NWS or by Wayne County?
Several other hams do, plus all of the township group.
By us, but wherever else they're going, that's a good question.
I think Puma Township is the only other spotter group other than us that's working with Weather Service. Maybe I'm mistaken on that, but I think that's the only two groups.
Chuck, looks like the emergency manager for Puma Township could sure furnish you with a list of no problem.
Doubled there, Bill, but that's all I wanted. I just want to get some input back from you on that, and I'll get with Jerry and see what we can do. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate your help. NADSFD QSY.
Go ahead.
8SFV at 888V.
And 8SFV?
Yeah, 209, 17 Lima. We have moderate to heavy rain, 17 Lima.
Okay, copy. Also be advised the severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wayne and southern Oakland that had been in effect until 2 p.m. has now expired.
Okay, is there any watches or warnings, or any watches taking its place?
I'm still working on that one. I'll let you know.
Okay, this is N8NAV for Wayne County Skyward.
B-A-B-I-T.
A-B-A-B-I-T.
Mark, it's lightning up here at 14 Pike.
Okay, it's easing up at 15 Mike. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Mitchell, it's KVABIT.
Meant to say 14 Mike, sorry.
Control N8SFV. indicates that the previous severe thunderstorm warnings that have expired have been replaced by a severe thunderstorm watch until 2100 hours for most of the metropolitan area, or all of the metropolitan area.
Okay, that will be until what, 10 o'clock?
Affirm.
Okay, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. this date.
I'm sorry, Mark. 21 would be 9 o'clock.
Okay, I stand correct. I can never tell military time.
N8MXG.
N8MXG.
That's 218, 16 November, torrential rain, around 1-8 lightning, on the ground, 16 November.
Okay, 25 mile an hour winds estimated. Okay, N8NAV, jet control station from the Wake County Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. this date. All other watches, all other warnings have expired at this time. Again, the net is in condition green. We're taking check-ins from Wayne County spotters only. Wayne County spotters only. This is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
KVA-UKO at 16 Lima.
Go ahead.
Okay, time 2:23. The rain has let up. However, just west of my location, I have cloud-to-ground lightning.
Okay, 2:23. Cloud-to-ground lightning west of your position, 16 Lima.
Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Zulu Papa. Time is 2:21 p.m. And I'm at Michigan Avenue and I-75, I-96 Junction. We had a moderate rain shower, which has become much heavier, and it's sporadic lightning and nothing else from that.
Okay, Michigan Avenue, 7596 Junction, sporadic lightning and moderate rain at this time at 2:21 p.m. at 8:80. Net control for Wayne County Skywarn.
This is N8SFE.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir. White Lake indicates that the threat of severe weather has passed and that although conditions remain favorable for the formation of severe weather, they show no active cells on the scope at this particular time. We are anticipating the arrival of some additional cells within the next couple of hours. We could go to a pre-net or we could stay green, but we don't anticipate anything else severe at this point in time.
How about if we just close down for now, and if it starts heating up a little bit later, we can always reactivate.
That sounds appropriate, Mark, and that's the same thing that Washtenaw has just done.
Alright, then also take note, 2:22, 17 Lima, we have very heavy rains, winds about 25 miles an hour, 17 Lima.
Okay, we copy that. Thank you. And we'll be available if it heats back up.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to thank all stations for their check-ins. The net will be in a standby mode. The frequency is open, and if you wish to use the frequency, please leave a long pause between your transmissions in case we do have to reactivate again. This is N8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn. We will be copying the 220 link for now, but
there's a possibility that we will have to reactivate later again. So this is N8NAV for Wayne County Skyward. We're going to be in standby mode for now. N8NAV, copy the 220 link.
Yo, 88, FF.
The station, check it in, try again.
This is WA8SFF, over.
Go ahead, sir.
Roger, we're right on the border of Monroe in Wayne County. We're in Wayne County. We are a Wayne County Skywarn spotter. However, occasionally we go down the road into Monroe County. Does that exclude us from reporting to you, over? Okay, alright. I kind of thought so because I don't think the weather determines county lines.
I don't think so either, but as long as you live in Wayne County or on the border, that's okay. N8NAV. Can I have your full call again?
This is WA8SFF, Sugar Frosted Flakes.
SFF, all right. And with that, we're going to jump to 220 link for now. And that will be in standby mode. So everyone hold your positions, and because we may get some more later on. This is N8NAV clearing the 220 link for now. Standby mode.
M1 226.